You already know what time it is. You know what's going on. I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And welcome back to another episode of the Silver Boys Podcast. Ooh, Kyle, hey. Thanksgiving is coming up, man. So, you know, football is going crazy right now. College basketball is, you know, all the feast week is coming up. So you're going to get nothing but college basketball all day, every day over the next week, which I am so excited for. You're going to, you know, obviously our NFL matchups on Thanksgiving. Some are blah. Some could be, so you never know what could happen. You know, Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving. But, you know, and the NBA Cup is doing their thing. But the NBA season as a whole is kind of like really kind of crazy if you like kind of think about it.
I believe that the NBA season is not what I expected going down, you know, in the first half of the season right now, in the first quarter of the season.
Right.
A lot of moving parts right now, most definitely.
Yeah. But let's get into some football, shall we?
Yes, sir.
So this week we got news that the Giants will be benching Daniel Jones. After last week I said, hey, there's a possibility of it. It's coming. But
You did say it.
You know what I mean? There's a possibility, but now we're here. Now instead of Daniel Jones being QB2, he's actually going down all the way to QB4. Mm-hmm. So it's as if they don't even want to touch him. He's like a disease that they're not trying to get. You feel me? They moved up Tommy DeVito from QB3 to QB1, kept Drew Lock at QB2, signed Tim Boyle off the practice squad to be QB3.
I mean, I don't even know what to say right now. You know, Giants are just dismantling their team, essentially. You know, I would guess that they're just getting draft ready at this point. Because there ain't nothing to look forward to in the season. You know, maybe Tommy DeVito could just, you know, play out for a contract somewhere else, you know, really just, you know, put on his Save a NFL franchise hat, you know. But it is what it is. Daniel Jones, he just wasn't the answer, you know. Not all of it is, you know, genuinely his fault. Not all of it, but a majority of it and a majority of the blame does go to him. Because, you know, he is the face of the franchise and he did not look like such over the past 6 years. You know, a lot of injuries too. So it's just time to move on, time to move in a different direction, time to move in a way better direction. So we shall see what happens. But I'm disappointed. Always disappointed, just always disappointed in the Giants. Got to get the O-line better. That's really the most important thing as well, because you can't have a good quarterback and not be able to protect him either. So I think that's important. You know, obviously we've been having O-line problems since Eli days, which was a decade ago.
Yeah.
I was in middle school. We got to see what happens, you know, but hopefully this is just a time to go on the up and up, you know, and time to get better. Hopefully.
I agree with you 110%. Like you said, it looks like the Giants are gutting out, you know, all the dead seeds and getting ready for to plant some new ones. So
pretty much
very interested to see what the draft process is going to be like for them coming in. You know, obviously we don't know exactly what their position will be as of right now. I think they're favorite to get the first pick in the draft. So, you know, they have a plethora of quarterbacks that we've been talking about all year, from Shador to Cam Ward, Jalen Rogrow, Carson Beck. You know what I mean? There's a lot of guys out there for them to choose from the cream of the crop. So interesting to see what goes on. I was just more so interested just to see like how they put Daniel Jones from number one to QB4. And then in practice on Thursday, they had him at the scout team as a safety.
As a safety.
Yes, as a safety.
Yeah, they don't want him touching the ball no more. Don't contaminate it no more. Any more than he already has. Just keep your hands off the ball, brother.
Seen the video of him, he just had his hands in his pockets. In his warmer. So I was like, hey, you're getting paid millions just to chill out, bro.
Pretty much.
I can't hate on that, bro. I can't even hate on it.
You stupid.
But for those who are probably sitting there trying to ask the reason why that they did this, well, in his contract, Jones has a $23 million injury guarantee. So if he suffers a significant injury that won't allow him to pass a physical in March, he gets $23 million. So the Giants are like, all right, well, we need to protect ourselves just in case you get injured, which you have a history of doing.
A history of doing.
So we have to scale it back on you, and we have to make sure that we're good for the future, you know. But like, I have nothing against Daniel Jones. It was just more so of the fact that, you know, Gettleman drafted him in a place that he just should not have been drafted. When you come in as a first round draft pick, you're basically expected to be the guy no matter what position you're in.
The savior.
So yeah, exactly. So especially as a quarterback, obviously, and especially for the New York
New
Giants,
York.
you know what I
Yeah.
mean? So that right there just tarnished everything. And you know, he just going back and looking at this film, there was no pop in it and stuff like that. There was a lot of questions around it. So now you just need to see how it played out, and obviously it didn't play out in no one's favor. And yeah, just I think Jim Moore said that he is looking to keep Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, which in theory, I guess so. Yeah, he should, because they did have a debacle with, Saquon Barkley not being able to get him signed. But at the end of the day, they didn't sign up to get Daniel Jones. You know what I mean?
True.
They he just, when they came in, that's what they inherited. They tried to work with him, even signing a contract with him, still tried to, do more with him, just couldn't do it. So like you said, it's not all his fault, and I can't, you know what I mean? And I won't ever blame everything on him, because obviously no O-line, barely any receivers. Now you don't really have a running, well, you actually do have a running back. Tracy Jr. is actually really good. I really like
Really
him a
good,
lot.
yeah.
So just so many moving parts that was out of his control as well. So yeah, no, but I, no matter where Daniel Jones ends up, I hope nothing but the best for him though.
Yeah, that's all you can do. That's all you can do. Oh, maybe we'll see him somewhere else. I doubt it, but maybe we'll see him somewhere
Hey,
else.
you never know, man. Quarterbacks are at a premium at all times, man. You
At
never.
all times, you're absolutely right.
So you never know. Somebody might see a little something in them and give him a shot. So
Probably
never
the
say never.
XFL.
Hey,
Sorry.
we've seen guys move up from the XFL
Facts,
back up
though.
to the
No,
NFL. So
you're right.
what's it called? The Lions kickers from the XFL. Yeah, and he's been doing his thing. So I can't fault that. I can't fault that. But another New York team is
In
literally moving.
the
Maybe it's the stadium.
stadium. I think
Maybe.
that stadium needs to just be absolutely torched, dude, burned down, like just cleansed.
Should have just kept Giant Stadium, huh, at this point. Now I'm thinking about it. But the other team in the other part of the stadium, the Jets decided to fire their GM, Joe Douglas, after 5+ seasons. Now, under Joe Douglas, the team was 30-64 and had the third worst win percentage since 2019, tied with the Jaguars. The only worst percentage, obviously, I think you can guess, the Panthers. Phil Savage will be moving into to the team's interim GM spot. He was the GM for the Browns from 05 to 08. And when the Jets were 2-2, owner Woody Johnson suggested that they sit Aaron Rodgers. Boom, a little bomb right there. But let's try to unpack all of this. Okay, so they decide to let go of Joe Douglas, their general manager. Think we can all know that they're moving past Aaron Rodgers.
I think that they're also gutting out the team as well, genuinely, from the top down position, because, it just seems like nothing's working at this point. And it just seems like nothing's ever working in the Jets, organization. But hopefully this will change things. I mean, I don't really know what to take of this, just because they've all been doing bad every facet and every level in that organization. Nobody is being held to a standard right now, and that is what needs to happen. And I do think that Woody Johnson, has a standard that he wants to implement, wants to implement, like I just said. But it's just, I don't know, something's just not working. And the fact that now we'll get to that in a second about Aaron Rodgers being sat after they go 2-2. But I don't blame him, because that tells me that he was looking in the future a little bit, And he was trying to, stop the bleeding then, and who knows what happened and why he didn't stop the bleeding,
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is just crazy to me, because
Just Robert Saleh goes, you don't get no better, and then
You
now
actually get worse. You get
you get
worse.
worse. The GM goes, now you're gonna have an interim GM until you find a more permanent one, which, who knows how long that will take. But it's just what's going on here,
Yeah, they're literally all over the place. You know, like I know Joe Douglas wasn't the best GM, you know what I mean? Because the record doesn't show, but he did draft some pretty good
He
guys.
drafts Sauce, like, yes,
Yeah,
like,
Sauce, he got Garrett Wilson, you know what I mean? Like he was able to bring in guys like Alan Lazard for what's it called?
Or Aaron
For
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, you know what I mean? Like the two guys that orchestrated for Aaron Rodgers to come in, and both Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh are not there no more.
Yes, and that's crazy. So, which tells me that Aaron Rodgers is more than likely not going to be there anymore either.
Exactly. And I hate for Aaron Rodgers to retire like this because he's had a phenomenal career. Like he's, I don't care what anybody says, you know what I mean? Like this past year doesn't describe who Aaron Rodgers is. Aaron Rodgers is still up there as like one of your top elite quarterbacks to ever play the game. But yeah, no, it's just, I guess I don't know what's going on in the locker room. I obviously know you don't know what's going on in the locker room, but it feels like most of this, bad energy or this, this bad voodoo or whatever it is coming from Aaron Rodgers. And you know what I mean? That's just what it feels like. That's where all the signs are pointing to.
The problems seem to be stemming from,
From
exactly.
him, exactly.
But that's what happens when you go and then you go and get a guy who was 38, 39 at the time. He gets an Achilles injury last on the first four on the fourth play of the game, and then he comes in and he's looking like this now. Old, not, can't get off, the field as much as fast, can't get around the pocket as much anymore, So this is what happens. You made a decision, and now you got to kind of pay for it because it didn't work out for the organization, and the organization isn't going to lose money to see a guy, do bad.
Right. 'Cause like we talked about before, you got to protect yourself.
Exactly.
You got to protect the organization, especially, like you still got young guys on that team. You know what I mean? Wait,
And
like you just
you got to be able to take full advantage of those young guys.
exactly because, eventually they're gonna start looking elsewhere. You feel me? Like Garrett Wilson is too good to be held in like this. You know what I mean? The Quinnen Williams is too good to just be, locked in like this. You know what I mean? So a huge disappointment for this team after so many people were saying this is an AFC championship or a Super Bowl or bust team,
Looks like they busted
and they busted badly.
terribly,
Badly, you know
terribly.
what I mean? At least for the other side, for the Giants, I could be like, all right, well, nobody expected anything. But for this team, it's like, wow,
Oh,
you guys
no, we
just
didn't expect
imploded.
something from the Giants. We expected them to look bad.
No.
Let
Have
me
they
say that
exceeded
right
that
now.
expectation?
Yes,
Right.
exceed. All just got it all off. Just all A's. Good job, guys.
Remember saying it in the beginning of the year. I was like, bro, they don't have anything by the fourth week, bro. Just kill it. Just kill it.
Here we are in week 11, week 12, killing
Yeah. For
it.
both. For both.
The entire stadium just killing it.
Just sad. Got Jets
It's
fans in there with brown paper bags on their heads now.
a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame, Cam.
But let's recap some of these games from last week. So Thursday night you had Philly beat Washington 26-18. That was a really good game. Chicago, ooh, lost by 1 point due to a blocked field goal kick.
Yo, there's been a lot of those this season.
Yeah. Should have ran an extra play. But should have ran that extra play, buddy. Got himself a little better position, but to each his own, I guess. Detroit made Jacksonville look like an FCS college football team.
Detroit is the best team in the NFL right now. I think that's just
Easily.
undeniably true.
Easily. Easily.
It's
I
on
don't think that
52, 52 win team dinner on a Jaguars.
I think the only team that can rival them, at least in the NFC, is the Eagles. Other than that, I'm not really.
That's
If
it.
you could try to sit there and try to put on Green Bay, Jordan Love does too many risky stuff for that. And I don't think their defense is as up to par. I've been saying this all week. I've been saying this all year. I don't think their defense is as good as Detroit's defense, even without Aiden Hutchinson. So yeah, we'll see what else happens there. But Minnesota is able to escape Tennessee. Miami beats Las Vegas. The Rams just escaped by six in New England. New Orleans is able to handle Cleveland. Indianapolis, this is where everything turned for the Jets. Indianapolis was able to get a good one in on the Jets as they won by one. Pittsburgh just escapes with field goals once again against
Nothing but field
Baltimore.
goals.
I gotta love it, right?
Nothing but field goals, and they still win against the Ravens. Are you joking? Are you
That's
joking?
crazy. That's crazy. A Super Bowl favorite too, by the way.
Are you
But
the
and the
field
Ravens.
goals?
Crazy. But Denver routes Atlanta. That makes Atlanta look like they weren't even belonging there. Seahawks, San Francisco, what's going on over there? Seahawks win by three. Buffalo, and supposedly the game of the year, wins against Kansas City, stops their undefeated streak. And the Chargers beat Cincinnati in what's been just such, oh, just a bad year for Cincinnati. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like they just can't get right. You know what I mean? No matter what they do, they just can't get right. And then obviously Dallas gets killed by Houston. So, whew, that was a lot. And we still got more to go.
Yeah.
That was a lot. We still got more to go. So, we just watched the Thursday night football game. Pittsburgh takes a bad loss to Cleveland, but you know, that was I was almost to be expected in a way because that is a trap game, if you believe it or not. You just come off of a big win against Baltimore, and then after that, you go see Cleveland. That can happen, and I'm not exactly mad at that either, if I'm
And the
being
funny
honest
thing
with
is,
you.
it's not like Russell Wilson played bad either. 21 for 28, 270, a touchdown, like,
Yeah,
but it was snowing
no,
out there. It was rough.
it was rough. It was an ugly game for both
Yeah.
sides for the most part. The Steelers defense came up big at times, but also they fell short too. They couldn't guard the crossing routes of Jerry Jeudy, which was weird. And then the seams routes with the tight ends, they couldn't get those right either. So, playing too much man, need to play a little more zone for me, at least in that regard. But it is what it is. They're still up there. Minnesota visits Chicago. Let's see if Chicago can once again try to redo everything that they did and maybe not lose by a blocked field goal this time. Detroit goes to visit Indianapolis. That, oh boy, pray for Richardson. Pray for Anthony Richardson. New England goes up to Miami. Tampa Bay goes to see the Giants. Dallas goes into Washington. Kansas City goes to Carolina. Tennessee goes to Houston. Denver goes to Las Vegas. San Francisco goes to Green Bay. Arizona goes to Seattle. Philadelphia goes to see the Los Angeles Rams. And then the Harbaugh Bowl with the Ravens going
I
to
can't
visit the
wait for
Chargers. That's
that
gonna be good. That's gonna be good.
game. I cannot
What?
wait for that game.
I want to see the Chargers defense against this Ravens offense.
Yo, the Harbaugh Bowl, yo. This is what I expected, and this is what I envisioned when way back when after Michigan won that Natty, and there were talks about Jim
Coming
going.
back.
They're coming back to the NFL. And now we got both of them going up against each other. The NFL knew what they was doing with this game. They knew it. 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 They knew
And
it.
they put it at a perfect time. Both
Monday,
teams are
right
moving
before
on
Monday.
up
Yep.
Monday, right before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. They knew what they was doing. They knew what they was doing. They
You
gonna
gotta
have
get
oh, it's gonna be a bad Thanksgiving for, in that house.
the
Yo, don't let that game go a certain way or whatever, bro, because it's gonna be bad.
I
It's
just see that
gonna get
game going to
rowdy.
like I just see that game going to the wire once
You
it
felt
yeah I can see that going to the wire again.
most definitely. And Justin Herbert versus, Lamar Jackson. Chargers are 7-3. Ravens are 7-4. That's a telling game. Genuinely, it's an
And
important game.
Herbert looked good last week
Yeah.
against Cincy. Now Cincy's defense sucks, but
True.
regardless, he still looked good though. You know what I mean?
Ravens
He
defense ain't all that great
ain't
though either.
no, not at all, not at all.
Oh.
And they got some studs at wide receiver led by Ladd McConkey. So very interested to see what that Monday night game will look like. Yeah, no, NFL, like we said, it's
And
heating
then it's
up,
that
you know.
nitty gritty is coming.
Pretty soon we'll start looking at playoff pictures and seeing where everyone really stands off at. But let's move on to college. Now,
Okay.
we got another week, so obviously we got another rankings list and another bracket projection. So I'll remind everybody, like I'm gonna continue reminding everybody, the five highest ranked conference champions receive automatic bids. Four highest ranked conference champions are seeded 1 through 4 and receive first round byes. Seven at-large teams determined by the remaining highest ranked teams, seeds 5 through 8 will host the first round games. So as of right now, in week 13, what we are looking at, Oregon is still number one, Texas still number two, Miami still number three. But some things shook up a little bit though. BYU took a bad loss to Kansas, and now BYU is no longer seeded number four. Boise State has taken that seed, with BYU dropping back all the way down to 12, and now looking at the possibility of going to Ohio State in a first round game. Georgia has played themselves back in after beating Tennessee, so now they are in the 11th spot and possibly looking at seeing Penn State, who is seeded number six. Indiana has a big game against Ohio State, and they're seeded number seven. Ole Miss has still played very well, so they're seeded number 10. And Bama, as of right now, will be seeded number nine, and they will might see Notre Dame if things ended today.
Okay.
So some teams in there that we could still, look at. I think it's Tennessee and SMU are on the outside looking in as of right now. Texas A&M is another team that could possibly still make some noise. They have to face Texas at the end, and they could possibly go on to the SEC championship. So who knows? Still a lot of possibilities with that SEC championship. There's still a few teams that are still playing for a chance to get into that game. So keep an eye on the SEC. Like we said with Colorado, don't matter what the ranking is, just keep winning. You got two games left. You got Kansas and you got Oklahoma State. Kansas is the team that nobody wants to see right now because they just won their previous two. They were playing spoiler, and you know what I mean? So, and they have four wins. So if they were to end up getting two more wins, they would end up going bowling. So, they're gonna play their tails
So
off.
they
But
fighting just as hard. They fighting just as hard right now.
they fighting just as hard. But I expect nothing less from a Deion Sanders led team for them boys to, go in and do what they have to do.
Absolutely.
Army and Tulane are still undefeated in their conferences. So they're on a crash course right now to meet each other in the American Athletic Conference. There you go. And another team I would like to say is Arizona State. They face BYU this weekend. So
That's a
that's
very
another
telling
team.
game.
That's a team right there where if they could beat BYU, they could possibly meet Colorado in the Big 12 championship. If Colorado wins out, obviously, and if Arizona wins out. So yeah, lots of, it's crazy because there's so many moving parts, man.
There's so
So many
many
moving
moving
parts.
parts, and like so many teams are just fighting just to get in, just to get in, have that chance. They see that light at the end of the tunnel, you know. So we just gotta wait and see. I can't believe like how tight it is, but I love it because it's just adding to that narrative and that storytelling aspect of the game, and just, seeing what we're actually gonna see. And how we were talking about before, like, if the college football bracket, stays the way it stays, a lot of these down south teams will be coming up north, and
Going up north.
and that'll be telling. Maybe
And
Ohio State does see BYU, and what does that do?
that would be a pretty good game because both of them will be used to the cold being at BYU's in Utah. No, Utah.
Or like
So,
Georgia might come up to Penn
Georgia.
State, depending on Penn State stays where they are, even though they haven't played anybody. But still, Penn State is still, they still have a very good, good,
They still have
great
a good record.
playing in. Yes, great record. Like, they're still 9-1. Like, at the end of the day, you play who's in front of you play who's on your schedule at the end of the day. So.
That would be crazy because think about it. It's not just the fact that the Southern teams are coming up north. It's the fact that they're coming up north deep in the middle, closer to the end of December.
End of December, early January. Ooh,
Yes. When it's
get cold up here, y'all. It get cold up
it's a
here, y'all.
bone chill up here. You know what I mean? It's different up here. So that could be that so many scenarios, man. It's insane. We're only what, 2 weeks away now from the conference championship Saturday. So more than excited to see what all of this entails too.
Me too. Me too. I can't wait. I can't wait, yo. I can't wait to talk to you about it when it's all said and done. And once we know who's
We
in
know.
and who's out. Oh yeah, it's gonna be. I know we're gonna be like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
Oh, right. Going on to college basketball, just real quick. We have a Feast Week coming up, like I alluded to earlier. Just gonna name off some of the favorite what's it called? Favorite tournaments that I like. The Maui Invitational. That's gonna be a fun one. You got teams like Auburn that's gonna be there, UConn, North Carolina. So you got some heavy hitters. There's always heavy hitters in that one. That one's a good that one's gonna be a good one. Right now you have the well on a Thursday night going into Friday you got the Baja Mar Hoops Bahamas Championship going on. The Battle for Atlantis champ Battle for Atlantis tournament will be next week. That one's gonna be a good one. That one starts on Wednesday. Then you got games on Thursday and game on Friday. The ESPN Events Invitational is gonna be another good one that I like too. So yeah, college basketball is on all day, every day. So got a lot of games to choose from, got a lot of teams to look at. So get your looks in now while you can.
Absolutely, absolutely. I will be. There's a lot of like young cats you got to see, you know what I'm saying, coming up. You see how these young stars shine, you feel me?
So we got a couple more minutes. We alluded to how crazy the NBA was,
Yeah.
and the Cavs undefeated streak just ended to the
And
Celtics. They lost by only by three, too, in an NBA Cup game, which was actually, pretty good. And obviously, the Celtics played great. They made a bunch of threes as they are going to do and as they should. But I don't think I'm not gonna understate what Cleveland did, because Cleveland was missing a good amount of their guys, and Max Strus and Isaac Okoro. Missing a couple key pieces like that, but to only lose by three to the champs is actually, that's a pretty good statement
It's
to
a very
a
good
testament to
statement.
where they are. You know what I mean? They just have to, obviously Kristaps Porzingis, when he comes back, that's going to be a whole different ball game. But Darius Garland will have to get better when he's playing against better defensive guards like Jrue Holiday and Derrick White that he sees. Donovan Mitchell, he's a dog, man. He's going to give you everything he's got.
All
Love
the
his
time, every
game.
time he steps in between those lines, yes.
He's always going to give you everything. So love his game for sure. But no, that was the big news right there. And also, what's going on in Philly, bro?
I have no idea. I know
What
Paul
is it?
George is going to be out for the next, he's getting he's getting looked at on Monday. I'm not
With
I
a
forgot
bone bruise.
bone bruise. Yes, thank you.
Yep, he hyperextended. I think he hyperextended the same knee that he did in the preseason.
And that's terrible. With Paul George, just a guy that just can't seem to stay, healthy for a long stretch of games. But Tyrese Maxey calling out Joel Embiid, in
Yes. In
practice. I
a
mean, not
team
practice, in
meeting.
this meeting, excuse me. Yeah, I think that's big, because how you gonna let this young boy come in here and, he seems like he's taking it more seriously than you. You guys are 2-12, albeit because Tyrese Maxey hasn't been playing like that. Joel really hasn't been playing like that. Paul George, not really playing, but kind of playing. Not just not
Right. In
nobody's
and out of,
playing pretty much.
yeah. Their stars are all in and out of the lineup. Tyrese had to be sat down with a hamstring injury. Joel Embiid, if I'm being honest with you, I still don't even know what the actual injury is. It's just, the left knee is just messed up at this point. It probably needs to be cleaned out or whatever. Or, like whatever procedure that they have to do to it, they have to do it like now at this point, I guess. But yeah, and then Paul George, like you said, he just, no matter what happens, he just can't stay on the court, which sucks. But yeah, no, that's
I bet
from a.
that left knee injury, though, is definitely because of what happened. Him playing in the Olympics, like,
Oh,
so
yeah.
definitely is feeling like, because he probably would, in a normal time frame, would have had the months in the playoffs off and the whole summer, you know what I mean?
Yes,
But the
yes,
fact that he
yes.
did play overseas, in the summer this year, that could be a lot of testament as to why they are also 2-12, so.
Yeah,
But he brought home
that's,
gold, so what do
yeah.
we do?
What do you, well, yeah, what are you supposed to say, right? But yeah, man, that's just a tough look right there, to be from, a top three team going all the way down to the bottom right now. And then it's almost, you're digging yourself in such a deep hole, it's almost going to be impossible to dig yourself out.
You're not coming out. It the way this looks, this is bad. This is really bad.
Yeah, but whew. That is the end of our show. I know you guys enjoyed just as much as we did. Hope you learned a little something too. And till then, you already know what time it is. I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm your co-host, Kyle Silva.
And this is the Silver Boys.
Thank you.